Welcome back to another episode of My Neighbors Are Dead. I'm your host, Adam Peacock, and we're all familiar with the big names in horror. Freddy, Jason, Maleficent. But who we're not familiar with are the ones just outside the terror, the ones who didn't get to tell their tales. When I was a kid, I had a little neighborhood friend, and we tried to get money together to build a treehouse. We probably got about 50 bucks together, and that's as close as I've ever come to starting a business. But what was nice about it was that people gave us money, and the rug was not pulled out from underneath us. I wish I could say the same for this week's guests. I also wish I could say I knew more about the episode, but I drank this really delicious chamomile tea and I wound up waking up in the middle of a harbor. If you can figure out what happened to me, listen to the episode and enjoy. Welcome back to another episode of My Neighbors Are Dead. Before we jump into this, just want to say a quick shout out to anybody who might want to rate and review us on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast fun. Nate said this could be your gift to us for the Halloween season, but I didn't know there were gifts for Halloween. But if you want to give us one, that would be great. It's really easy to do, and we would greatly appreciate it. This week, joined by a returning guest, Mr. CJ Torr, and for the first time, Tyler Davis. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you? CJ, we were just talking about how you made us huge over in Britain, or the UK, I guess. So yeah, thanks for doing that, man.
It's the least I could do after what we did to them in that horrible revolution, which I feel I'm still on their side. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you're a real staunch we should have stayed kind of guy, right?
Yeah, they call me CJ Tory.
CJ, just buy a ticket. Buy a ticket and go.
That's not how spies work. I have to be here.
You're playing the long con on this.
That's right.
I can't wait to see what country, Tyler, you make us very famous
in. Yeah. Cambodia. They love me.
Yeah.
Are you talking about old Tyler Wooden Shoes Davis?
Mm-hmm.
Get ready for Holland.
Oh, is it Holland? Okay.
Yeah. That's kind of like that's my main base. And then Cambodia, they're just catching on. Yeah. You know, it's whatever, man. They like what they like.
Yeah.
And they like me.
What's not to like? I figure we can just market the corner of the whole market on these other countries that aren't us. How's the Halloween season treating you guys?
I'm fresh in a new city, so it's super spooky. But
it's
great,
man.
Yeah. But it's great. I think my house is kind of a little there's cobwebs everywhere to begin with. So I'm actually trying to clear them out before Halloween. But it's going well.
What about you, CJ?
I just got back from New Orleans for my wedding anniversary.
Dope.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. We went on like numerous spooky tours, and I let Tyler go first because I'm absolutely going to trump him Halloween-wise, because while we were there, my wife and I were invited to a secret vampire speakeasy, of which I can't say anything else about.
Wait, you can't say anything else or you won't? Because this sounds fascinating.
It's a secret vampire speakeasy. I can't tell you where it was. I can't tell you what we did to get in, but we were there, and now please stop asking questions.
Okay. I don't know if I'm more mad that you would bring that up and only to just let it hang there, or you intentionally let me go first so you could crush my story.
No, those cobwebs, very spooky, Tyler. Great job.
go ahead.
Well, I have a question about the speakeasy that we can't talk about. So
I probably won't answer it.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm just going to shoot my shot. What drink did you have at the speakeasy?
Okay. Good question.
To be fair, I will answer that. I had a blood drop martini.
A blood drop martini.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you allowed to tell us what was it? Was it actual blood?
They didn't tell me, so I can't see how I could tell you.
Okay. I'm just so fascinated with this. Tyler, CJ, were you guys planning on doing this when you went down there, or was this thrust upon you once you got down there?
Absolutely not. My wife and I were shopping in a certain store, which I can't name.
Oh, come on. Wait. Okay. CJ, I need to know. I need you to backtrack to the last detail about this story that you are able to tell us.
Yeah. Were you like a mall?
I was wearing an amazing gold suit jacket.
Oh, okay. And I saw this picture.
When we walked into the store, the proprietor was like, "You are the kind of people we're looking for," and handed me a slip of paper that had all the instructions to get to the speakeasy. And the password you had to tell the bartender of a lower bar in order to get to the secret upstairs space.
So you had to go, so you went into a bar and then went into another bar within the bar.
We were greeted by a hostess and we gave them the secret phrase, and that she immediately led us to a secret stairway that got us to the upstairs area.
Okay.
Which was the vampire space.
All right. Great. Cool. Okay. I gotta back up a little bit. I assume that this secret phrase is not, is something that changes. It's a code word that changes maybe every week, every couple increments of time.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you.
But it's gotta be burned by now.
Maybe. Who am I to question the ways of the vampire?
Did you make friends?
You know what's funny? We did. My wife had her tarot read, and I chatted people who wanted to feel my coat.
You got this all over, because I saw the coat, and it's a good coat. But you mean to tell me?
I think I've seen this one. It's like a gold blazer, right? Is that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a black shirt and a gold bow tie with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then my face is how you say vampire like.
Yeah. Pointy and pale.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you're not expecting it, it's pretty jarring.
The proprietors was preparing a vampire display. Like, oh, good, the mannequin's here. Oh, wait.
Oh, so CJ, you were working.
I'm always working the vampire angle.
Is vampirism, vampirism? Is
that
something, vampire-y? Are you big into that, CJ?
I mean, I didn't choose the life. It chose me.
I hear you. It's like, yeah, okay.
I'm a tall, lanky, pale man with dark features.
What about you, Tyler? Any weird, not weird, I guess, but any fun speakeasy cult?
I mean, I've been to one speakeasy. I've been to a bar within a bar, but the bar within a bar that I went to is nowhere near as interesting as this vampire speakeasy, because it was true. The barrier for entry was just pushing past this sort of like the beaded doorway that was just like unmarked, and then if you followed it down like enough turns, it suddenly became a tiki bar inside of like this kind of upscale San Diego-esque bar, and it was fine. It was expensive. I don't know if this is like, because I'm kind of new to LA. Folks in San Diego love bartending, or bartenders love to talk about bartending, mm-hmm. and they will love to talk about who's like the hot person, like making new like drinks and concoctions, and like what they just pulled off, and like their own, like they talk about drinks like their scripts. And it's like, I'm working on something new, but like, I don't want to talk about it yet.
Yeah.
Because it's going to knock your socks off or something.
Right.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. I have nothing. I went to the, you guys might know this, the Safe House in Milwaukee. Do you know that place?
Yeah.
That spy bar?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I've been there and I had to have a password and I didn't know it. So they made me lightsaber fight and they broadcast it into the bar and everybody laughed at me when I walked in.
Did they play it back as you were walking in?
They did. I watched it as I walked in. I looked ridiculous. But
how were you?
I was okay.
All right.
You know, I was okay.
Oh man. Okay. Hang on. I got a different speakeasy. And this speakeasy, this was a more traditional speakeasy. It was in Chicago. I guess I can't say where. But like,
it's a Buffalo Wild.
You walk in and you go, rah! And they let you in. They burned this password a long time ago. But you walk in, it's like, I love Sanjay, and it's like, okay, you can come in. And that was cool. That was fine. We hung out. It was a very strange experience. But then, like, fast forward maybe a month and a half, we try to go back, and like, I have someone with me, and I'm trying to like be impressive. It's like, oh, I know the password. And then I walk in, and I start to say like, oh, I love Sanjay, but they were like, just come in. And you just walk in.
No.
It's just like an unmarked like building that you can come in and have a very weird night. There was a man that was straight out of like Mad Max, Fury Road, like from the desert, chilling on a couch.
just at least keep up the illusion because you're with, I mean, I'm assuming this is a date.
They would. With,
yeah, I mean, like, keep it going for, you know.
Yeah. But they don't know.
Wait, Tyler, I actually might know this space. Was it in a basement? Was it like, did you have to go down?
There was a down area, but that was just like where you went to like smoke.
Okay, then maybe I was just being kidnapped. All right, never
mind. downstairs, bag over your head, not a lot
right.
of air.
Yeah.
You know, like you had to make frantic calls to your loved ones and then they would give you a drink.
Who's your richest relative? Call them.
Yeah, you were kidnapped.
What was the password? Was I love Sanjay?
Sanjay.
It's a Dr. Sanjay Gupta bar. Oh, that was lame. I thought it was funny, but when I said it. New Orleans is a pretty spooky place, CJ.
Yes, it was very good. We did also ghost tours while we were there and stuff like that.
Any fun ghost stories while you were down there?
I mean, we heard some really cool stories. I did not experience anything firsthand other than I thought the same thing when we took the swamp boat tour. We wouldn't see alligators, but we saw tons of alligators. And then our boat captain pulled out an alligator and let us hold it. Yeah, he had a backup alligator in case we didn't come across alligators.
Mm. A little pocket gator.
Yeah. He had a contingency gator.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, I mean, when we did one of those ships and we were down in Bermuda and you could just play with this dolphin. And we were just like, oh, that's a sick dolphin that people abuse and just let you ride it around.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's the one that puts up the least amount of fight.
Oh, the soul's been taken out of it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yep. There's nothing behind those eyes.
CJ, did you catch any good music? How long were you down there?
We were there 4 days. Dope. We only saw one show, and it was a burlesque show. Yeah. However, we saw a lot of live street music.
Yeah. Brassy? Did it fit?
Everything.
Yeah.
Why New Orleans? Were you why there?
Yeah, it was just, oh, you know what? It's because I, too, was on a cruise ship just like you were.
Yeah.
And we docked there for 4 hours once. And I was I would like to spend more time than just getting supplies at the mall here.
It's a great city.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah, it's great.
It was great. And my wife is expecting.
What? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That? Yeah. No, that's
Thank
great.
You. So we're like, where's a great place for a woman who can't drink to go? And we're like, Bourbon Street. There we go.
It was that or Boston. So we picked, picked New Orleans.
Take us to the most... Oh, a speakeasy? Even better. Right. Let's keep this going.
Oh, my God. That's great, man. I didn't know. When's the little one going to join us?
On the show?
Yeah, on the show.
We'll see how the UK feels about my third appearance before I bring family.
Oh, if they're probably not going to like you now because you got a kid.
Yeah.
You were way more edgy. You were way edgier before you had a kid.
I hate when they brought in the kid just to kind of get the family audience.
Kids in the UK? No way, man.
No. Not fans.
They don't believe in them. Somewhere around March.
Congratulations, man. That's great.
Thank you.
Still cool.
I mean, Tyler... Don't worry, Tyler. You're always been my first child.
Yeah. Thanks,
that's,
Pop.
That's so nice.
No problem. Mm.
Tyler, if there's like a speakeasy here, if we could pick one, not vampires, what monster themed speakeasy would you go to?
Ooh, werewolves.
Werewolves?
I feel like werewolf in the sense of like it's a normal bar from like, you know, 6 to 10. And then, you know, when the moon comes out, they like maybe like push everybody out for 10 minutes and you come back in. It's a completely different bar. And everybody's like all wolfed up.
I like that.
And the drinks are hairy and strong.
Yeah. It's just moonshine.
Yeah. There it is. There it is. Moonshine.
Moonshine.
There,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
There it is.
I think I would pick a Frankenstein bar.
Ooh.
It's just like a regular bar, but then at like midnight you get to throw a little girl in the river.
Yeah, I've heard of LA bars. Yeah.
That's it. That's, you know, and then everybody just goes back to drinking. I don't know she doesn't have to drown, but if like, you know,
no, yeah, she part she of the show. She's there to work.
Yeah,
right?
she gets out, she dries off,
and then she goes back and just wait tables. Yeah.
It's like those mermaids in Vegas that, you know,
they
swim underneath you. How's Hitchcock Tales going, CJ?
Oh, Hitchcock Tales is going well. Yeah, we're 7 years going strong. I'm still drunk every Friday night, and audience seem to enjoy that. although Tyler has done a few Hitchcock shows himself. He's done Hitchcock shows a couple of times.
Handful and
he
was times. Able to
Yeah. He was able to play right before he left for LA. And in his show, he was the mayor of New York City implementing a rat buyback system.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's great.
That was fun. That was fun. That was a real dumb one.
One of our smarter ones. I don't know what you're talking about.
I just saw Joker, and I liked that they had super rats in Joker.
Super rats?
Super rats, yeah. Apparently they're plaguing Gotham.
Oh, go ahead.
No, Tyler, please.
What was your gut check on Joker? I need to see. I was pretty new to LA, and I was having a conversation with some folks, and like I just kind of dropped as like, oh, I'd like to see that movie, and everyone like kind of like gave me like a ooh. Cause the director and like the controversy around him. And so I kind of told myself that I was going to take a break, like, and step back and wait for like the movie to actually come out.
Yeah.
People to be talking about it, hear about it. And then I'm like, okay, then I'll make up my mind if I'm going to go see it.
What's the contract that he made The Hangover?
That he was just kind of like he's like, I feel like, my brand of, like what I make isn't like PC friendly. And so it was just kind of using keywords that were kind of like incel-y. And it just like, I think it was like put people a little bit on edge, especially with like the whole story of the Joker in this story, where it's just like, this guy is just like embracing chaos and realizing he's just like a hapless guy who just wants to be a jolly person in the world, keeps beating him down. And then you have like the director that was also saying these things. And it's just like this cocktail of like, just honestly, bad fucking PR.
You should fire that guy. Your PR guy sucks. So did you see it?
I did not see it. No. And kind of the same reasons Tyler did, of like, I was interested in it, and they just had the worst marketing campaign where everybody involved in the movie was talking about how much they hate comic book movies. And I'm like, nobody forced you to make it a Joker.
Yeah, it could have been anybody.
You could have been sad homicidal clown unnamed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel bad now because I did see it, and I was all gung-ho for it. Not because of that stuff.
Well, here's the thing. When I saw the trailer for that movie, I was like, I will see this. This is DC IP and on the screen, and I am actually excited to see this. And which is why 2 weeks ago I was having that conversation, and I was like, I need people to come see Joker with me. And they were like, ooh, you don't know. And I was like, ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, he just said that like woke culture is killing comedy.
There it is. Thank you.
But that's why, Adam, your show's still funny, because you are very unwoke.
Buddy, not woke at all. Don't know. Not plugged in at all. I went to go see Joker because I support those incel guys.
You went there with a tiny little flag that said Joker, and you're like, yeah, get him.
I was like, guys, feminism sucks, right?
High-fiving everybody in a fedora around
you. Man, everyone at Joker is so friendly.
I don't get it. I had on like 4 pieces of clothing with Affliction written on it.
And of course, Damage written across your forehead.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, Damaged. I did read a thing that he's not happy with this Joker, Jared Leto.
What?
I know.
Jared Leto? What? I mean, like...
I know.
Whatever.
It's okay. He's Morbius the Living Vampire, an equally famous comic book villain coming up.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he's going to be in the news. Well, yeah, it's like a Venom spinoff thing, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Sony's just making individual Spider-Man villain movies to prove that they can make good Spider-Man movies.
Wow.
And the next one is Morbius, the Living Vampire, starring Jared Leto.
Okay. They are really just... They're doing anything to... I guess they're probably doing anything they can to still hold on to the license to continue to make those... That section of Marvel movies.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just vampire news, so they were talking about it at my speakeasy.
Wait, were they really? You forced that in. Damn it. See, he wants to tell us, but
I know. It's like,
I want to so bad. I can't. Gentlemen, I can't.
Can you at least describe what the interior of this place was like?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just the ceiling.
Sure.
Yeah.
And the floor.
Sure. Ceiling? Mm-hmm. Imagine a Victorian living room with about five people stretched out on fainting couches above you, broom suspended from the ceiling. Yeah, is that so odd?
No. No. It's by far the, it's way more normal than anything I've seen out here since I've lived here.
Bro.
Yeah, LA, you're 2 weeks in.
LA hit me with some stuff pretty early and pretty, like, pretty fast. Within my first 2 days, I saw a woman taking a shit on the sidewalk.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And then I saw my next door neighbor walk into his driveway, whip out his dick and piss on his driveway.
It's his driveway, man.
It's his own driveway.
It's his driveway.
And then later that night, I saw a swarm of raccoons huddling in his driveway. And then later in that same night, the raccoons had left and one lone skunk was huddling where the raccoons were huddling. And I'm just like, what is in this spot? I'm so.
You're living in the real life version of the John Candy film, The Great Outdoors.
It's
CJ, you got to get out of here, man.
You got to come to LA.
You know I'm from there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but.
Yeah.
I got out of there to come to Chicago.
You got to come raise your kid here.
Raise your kid in L.A.
Raise him with the raccoons.
I had to come out to Chicago to teach you the ways of peeing in your own driveway. That's how we do it out west.
Well, this is the first time I've ever had a driveway since I've been living as an adult.
Yeah.
And you won't keep it. The raccoons will claim it unless you unless pee on it to claim it as your own.
Yeah, I think we're way outnumbered raccoons to people.
Oh God, they're so brave.
They're nature's greatest heroes. Raccoons.
Wow. You really fell for that raccoon propaganda movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, I bit hard. Yeah. I know two things. The raccoons are on top and I'm not woke. Tyler, you came out here, we were talking earlier about you're doing the CBS diversity showcase.
Yeah, yeah.
How's that going?
It's going great, man. We are technically two weeks in, had our first orientation, stuff like that. We had our first week of pitching yesterday or last week. So we come in every Monday with the actors. I'm an actor, come in with five pitches. The writers, because there's a writing staff as well, they come in with 10, and we just like rapid fire pitch to the director and the head writers, and they just go down the line. It's like yes, no, yes, no, 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 yes. You pick what you got, and then you gotta write it. Submitted by Tuesday, and then on Wednesdays we do table reads, and then some more changes, and then on Fridays we do like rapid staging where our director just like goes down the line of the things that have made it to staging process, and he's like, all right, 20 minutes, let's put this up, let's stage it, done, 20 minutes is over, new next thing, and we just do that all the for like 2.5 hours, and then you just like put up all the sketches, and then you're out. And CBS folks can like executives can just like pop in whenever they want, and
that's great.
It's great, but it's also terrifying.
Sure. Yeah.
But yeah, it's the group is super dope. And the writers are really really fun. Like there's a couple holdovers from Chicago, Emily Fightmaster, Tian Tran, Peter Kim. And so it's really great to just kind of like be out here, be in a new city, kind of not know exactly what the hell it is I'm doing, but also be able to like come in and just like have some folks that are really easy to gel with, and just shoot the shit with.
And have like a base when you come in too.
Yeah, a little bit that of that too.
Easier, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that, man.
Yeah. That's awesome. I can't wait to get into that. We do this for a couple months, about 10 weeks. And then we kind of take a break in November, a little break in December, and then we come back and we do like the actual showcase show in like early to mid January.
Let's get down to brass tacks.
Yeah.
We were talking pogs earlier.
Mm-hmm.
What's yay or nay?
I mean,
pogs?
Yeah, pogs.
I'd play right now.
You're playing right now? You would.
I would play right now. Provided access to pogs.
All right, CJ, look underneath your chair.
All right, let's see. I see a bunch of small circular cardboard. Wait a minute.
I mean, Tyler and I were talking earlier, and I think we thought like this was going to be it. Like Pogs.
Oh.
Like we thought, yeah. Oh, this is the thing.
Oh, God. Yeah. I was so wrong about what the thing was as a kid so many times.
Okay, Oh, wait. Well, hold on. If we're talking about trends real fast, Tyler and I were on an improv house team together for a long time. And Tyler, every time there was a new trend, Tyler walked into rehearsal with it.
What?
This is also trigger happy. Short skateboards.
Oh, come on.
Fidget spinners.
You
were the first person to ever play Uptown Funk for me.
Yeah.
You literally came in playing Uptown Funk, dancing to it as if it were your theme music.
Hey, honest to God, it probably was. Yeah. Man, I love that song.
So I was just like, I don't know what's hot this week. Let's see what Tyler walks in the door with.
Oh my, CJ, that says a lot about you, but also a lot about me too, because if I am your barometer for like what is hot right now and what is trending, then blanket right out of the gate, you are 2 years behind anybody, because I am not current. I don't know what is happening almost ever in the world. I got the penny board because I needed to get around, and I had a skateboard for a long time, and the grip tape on the skateboard was cutting up my jeans, and I didn't realize that until far too long after. Penny boards, they don't have grip tape. That's all. Fidget spinners, who doesn't love a fucking fidget spinner, right?
They're fun.
Yeah, they're great.
It took me forever to realize what the rolled up pant leg on the bike was all about when I moved to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was some sort of like fashion statement. Mm-hmm. Never put it together that like, oh, it's so your pants will get caught in the whatever the hell that thing is.
The chain.
Yeah.
Uptown Funk, don't sleep on Bruno Mars. That's all I can say about that.
I was sleeping on Bruno Mars and and you woke me up and now I'm woke. I'm like,
no, that's not the test for woke.
I got it all figured out. I bought the new Bruno Mars record. Everybody chill out.
I heard his collaboration with him and Ed Sheeran.
Got it. I'm good.
And now I honestly, I get feminism. I do.
Yeah. I'm going to apply to teach at Sarah Lawrence. Well, guys, I mean, we didn't talk at all about horror movies. We talked a little bit about Halloween, but we didn't talk anything about horror movies.
Yeah. steered us clear away from there.
the kind of the thing why I wanted to do this. Anything at all? Like what horror movies you like?
Just in chatting with CJ a little bit about this, I'm like, I realize I don't watch too many movies in general. And I feel like I used to be afraid of the idea of horror movies, but then I started warming up to it when I like marathon watched the Saw movies a while back, which is why they were kind of like top of mind when CJ was like, oh, what do you want to watch? And I assume that CJ's seen most things. So I just knew that he would be down to do that, to do Saw movies.
Oh, yeah. I've seen all the Saw movies. I mean, that it really plays into my role, my current job as a game designer.
Yeah. Game designer / puzzle enthusiast / mystery aficionado.
Oh, yeah. I love riddles. As a story I often tell, I proposed to my wife through a series of riddles.
Wait, did you really?
I did.
How did you? Would you mind explaining, or is that too much?
I must never speak. No, I can do it. We went. My birthday is New Year's Day.
Braggart.
Thank you. Yeah. Tell me what year it is. I can tell you how old I was. Anyway. So we were going out for New Year's Eve, and we were going from some of my friends, and I had arranged it. While I was on the cruise ship, this is right after that, I had a game where I would make up riddles for people on the spot. And so I'm like, and I had told my wife about this. And so I said, oh, throughout the night, keep doing that and always make sure that she's around. And so throughout the night.
Was she on the ship with you?
No, she wasn't. I'm saying this is when I got back to Chicago.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I see.
And I had a friend who was on the ship with me, Bruce Phillips, and then somebody else was in on it, and so they were setting up riddles for me. But they would pretend to make it up or anything, but I had four arranged riddles where the answers were, will you marry and me? But each one was done like an hour apart.
Oh, God, dude.
Buddy, I love you, but being married to you has got to be exhausting.
Oh, yeah. She's asleep right now.
Oh, you make up riddles on the spot. Will you make one up for Tao and I right now?
Oh, God. See, here's sure. the thing. Okay, great. I'm so bad at CJ's riddles.
Can you give me some sort of element? Like, what would you like the riddle to be about, so that we can see that's on the spot?
Can we make it about Bruno Mars?
Yeah, I can do it. I can do a riddle about Bruno Mars. Okay. Hold on. Okay. All right. Hold on. Just make sure.
So you'll know the answer, this? Right? You'll know the answer, and then Tao and I.
Yeah,
can
yeah.
I'll have.
Okay. Cool.
He's got it just like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, I got it. Okay, okay. So, this is
we're going to end up marrying him.
We're doing this. You're going to fall in love with me, and I apologize.
CJ's been married 8 times. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I keep water from flowing because I turn it to steam. When the dragon retires, this is what he will dream.
I keep water mm-hmm. from flowing because I turn it to steam.
When the dragon retires, this is of what he'll dream.
Okay, and it's about Bruno Mars.
Yes.
Okay, well, Uptown Funk. We've got, it's a what dream?
This is what he'll dream.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So I stop water from flowing because I turn it to steam.
That's
when
heat.
The dragon when the dragon retires, this is of what he'll dream.
Is it? It's not a wet dream. It's a
no.
Heat,
right?
Fire.
You're getting there.
Hot flash. Nope.
Hot. Is there a Bruno Mars song with hot?
This dead air is such good radio.
I mean, we can edit that down. This is Nate's problem now.
It's gonna seem like you got it instantly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna seem really good when we put it together. Okay.
Yeah.
The water to steam thing is heat, right? It's
yeah.
hot. Heat,
yeah, yeah.
Warm.
I stop water from flowing because I turn it to steam. When the dragon retires, it's what he'll drink.
Engine. I don't know.
Fire.
Heat.
When the dragon retires, call the police, fire man. Too hot. Hot damn.
Uptown Funk.
You got it.
Yeah.
Wait.
You said it.
Hot damn?
That's correct.
Oh, God damn it.
It stops water from flowing because it turns it to steam. It's a hot damn.
Yeah.
The dragon was just to clue you on what song.
Yeah.
I mean, dragon's in the goddamn song.
Yeah.
That was good. That was really good.
Yeah, that was really good. But we got it immediately. CJ.
Yeah, we got it immediately.
Come on. Really fast, and I thought of it instantly.
I mean, that was
no, Nate. You leave CJ coming up with it,
but leave Tyler and I getting it instantly.
Take the pauses of them answering it and put it into my creation section.
And now we got to marry him. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming by. CJ, thank you for the riddle. Tyler, thank you for hipping me on everything cool.
I didn't.
That I need to be aware of.
No, we got it now, Tyler. Yeah. Raccoons and driveways.
Raccoons and peeing in driveways. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Mark Malone and Pat Puzel. Hey neighbors, Adam and Nate here to talk to you about Patreon. Now, this podcast is possible due to our Patreon patrons, and you can become one by going to patreon.com/myneighborsaredead.
Supporting the show on Patreon's easy. You pay what you can, and in return, you get My Neighbors Are Dead merch, behind-the-scenes info on how we make the show, a shout-out on future episodes, and more.
You may be wondering what we use this money for. Well, we use it for things like production costs, website hosting, traveling for the show, and our monthly meds. We are both severely medicated.
Sad but true. Now, podcasting isn't cheap, and we appreciate any help you can give. If you'd like to see how you can help out the show, go to patreon.com/myneighborsaredead.
Thanks for listening, and now back to the show. Guys, thank you so much for coming by and chatting with me here. I know it's been kind of difficult setting this up, so I appreciate your time.
No, it's great to be here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Really excited, really excited.
Everything good? You guys got everything you need?
Yeah, I mean, it's been I won't lie, it's been a trying couple of months, mm-hmm. but we're you know what? No frowns over here.
Well, great. Did you guys found the place okay, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, we found it. I mean, that's kind of our thing, finding our way.
Yeah, well,
things.
Yeah, we're going to get into that right now because I'm talking to Mark Malone and Pat Puzel.
Puzel, yes, it is.
Am I saying that right, Pat Puzel? Mm-hmm,
Puzel.
And you guys, I don't even know what if I'm saying this in the proper fashion. You guys manage or created your escape rooms.
Yes, we have 4 escape rooms in the New York area.
Yes.
Okay.
We have been I mean, we were TripAdvisor's top pick in 2016.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. The best New York attraction.
All of New York.
In all of New York.
Wow, that's great.
We beat Broadway.
I mean,
we beat Broadway.
That's tired.
Well, I mean, a good escape room is like a show.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you do it right, it is.
Oh, and we did it right.
We did it right.
And you guys have been doing this for how many years now?
Well, let's see. We've been doing it for a while now. Of course, the last year is when we've had to make some changes.
Yeah, some right adjustments. But I mean, I got into the game. I loved puzzles. I loved. I used to take nails that I would find just at random out and about, and I would bend them and contort them into my own puzzles. And then solve them.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
And that was before I even met Mark.
Yeah, I was the same way as a kid. I thought you could put the Frosted Flakes back together into a single sheet.
You thought it was one sheet of cereal that just meant...
One sheet of cereal. Like, if you did it right, you could get it together. I mean, many a happy Saturday morning, even though I never quite got it.
Yeah, how close did you get?
One time I saw something that looked kind of like a lungfish. Now, when I was a kid, I didn't know what a lungfish was, but when I was older, it snapped together.
Yeah, wow, we were actually just hanging out. We were working on a new design for an escape room. We were just Googling stuff. It was kind of like an aqua theme, and at one point, Mark was just like, "Fish! That fish! That's the fish!
That and Frosted Flakes."
Yeah, he said, and. He didn't explain it.
Was that that must have been alarming for you?
It was very alarming.
Yeah,
it was very alarming. I had a small cardiac arrest.
But that's good for business partners to constantly be surprising each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How did you two meet?
Oh, we met in college.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
He was in college.
And I'd like to say when I would introduce Mark to people on parties, I'd say he's college adjacent.
Oh, exactly. That's very nice mm-hmm. of you.
Yeah, I was there.
Well, yeah, Mark, there's nothing wrong with not going to college.
Exactly.
No, yeah. I went to the college.
Oh, you just hung out there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's the thing. He did a thing. He had this great, it was the first puzzle that I really, you know, saw of his and first time I saw his work, he would actually case a class and he would take mm-hmm. stock of who was there. Mm-hmm. And then every now and again, he would dress up like a classmate and he would sit in the classroom so that if you were keen, you'd notice that there were two of the same person in the class. And
really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And,
now,
I know
what you're thinking, hearing that. Like, where's the profit?
Like, why do this?
I mean, why do that did cross my mind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Very good. But here's the thing, is if I could find a one that would go unnoticed, I would then approach that student and be like, nobody noticed that there were two of us, so if you want to take a couple classes off, I could sit in your place.
Oh, so mm-hmm. you're getting
an education sort of for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And getting paid for it. So I think I solved the ultimate puzzle, which is the American education system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mark, if you don't mind me asking, who was the student paying you for this, to do this?
Well, it never worked, but the theory is sound.
Oh, so you never received any profit from this?
Well, I mean, I made a friend and a partner mm-hmm. that I think is now paying dividends. So you tell me who's stupid.
Well, no, I think that's worth its weight in gold. This is like when the Beatles, like when John and Paul met. Mm-hmm. This is great.
Yeah.
So you guys met, Pat, you're in college. Mark, you're coming in, you're impersonating other people in the class. Mm-hmm. You guys are working together. Mm-hmm. When does the idea click? Hey, we should take this thing on the road. We should really we should open up some escape rooms to sort of turn a profit on these guys.
Well, together, we started to do a thing where, you know how there's like tour groups that would tour college campuses.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We would use my ability to be a master of disguise. And then Pat is so good at creating like maps and stuff like that.
Yes.
So that I would disguise myself as a tour guide and just grab a random group of people. Mm-hmm. And Pat would lead them on a labyrinthian search throughout the college to try and find the classes that are right for them.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, look, I am not a detective or a cop. At all, but this.
But you're wearing a trench coat.
Yeah, but I just like the way it looks.
Okay,
I think it's mm-hmm. It's very nice trench coat. It's weird when you find a coat that you really like, mm-hmm. and I think this one just fits so nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. See, Pat's always noticing stuff like that, so you can't get by.
He is very observant.
Look, if somebody's in a coat, I'm not gonna not call it out. Okay.
Can't say you're not a detective and have him not point out all the things about you that are a detective.
And we are indoors, mm-hmm. so it
is very hot.
It's extremely hot.
Yes.
Was there any backlash from the college? Because this sort of sounds like you were kidnapping people.
Well, it sounds like that, but you put enough levels of puzzle on it, and they can't really figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Which they didn't, honestly. And I can't tell you the amount of times we were called into the dean's office. You know,
yeah, I was going to say, what was the backlash from the university?
Well, I mean, he would sit us down, and he's like, "Well, I think that I have reason to believe that you two are taking our potential students and leading them on a wild goose chase around the college, and frankly, you're in danger of being expelled." Well, here's the thing. One,
I didn't go there.
He didn't go there.
He didn't even know my name.
And he came to the dean's office at least four times. Never learned his
name. Sometimes. One time, dressed as the dean.
Mm-hmm. And he just yelled at me.
Because he thought he was looking in a mirror.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Here's the thing. Mark is an amazing mimic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And here's the thing. You give him 25 seconds to observe someone and their physical as they move around. He can be that person.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Really, it really played into the body doubling of the students too.
And if we can skip ahead to our escape room thing, it was a great thing in the escape room because mm-hmm. what we would eventually do is when we got a group of people in there, we would remove one of them mm-hmm. and I would replace them mm-hmm. and start working against them mm-hmm. solving the puzzle.
Yeah. Because really? Here's the thing. Well, the thing about our puzzle is if you are in there for longer than an hour.
Yeah.
You start paying more. You mm-hmm. pay us more.
It's an hourly rate.
Yes, 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 yes.
Mm-hmm. That's like one of those sleazy motels. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah. I mean, I think this is, Mark, with your powers of mimicry and Pat, with your powers of cartography, I think this is just a match made in heaven.
Oh, it was perfect until.
God. Well, yeah, this is what I wanted to get to.
Yeah.
Okay. You think you're sitting on easy street.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you think you got it figured out. You think your life's work and everything that you've been kind of dabbling with and working on will pay off and you've got it made.
Yeah.
And then...
So, as you're probably aware, there was a series of, for lack of a better word, grisly murders.
Gruesome.
I think that's a pretty good word to describe it.
In which each crime scene was pretty similar to an escape room.
You, just in case anybody doesn't know, you are referring to the Jigsaw murders.
Oh, please don't. He gives a bad name to Jigsaw puzzles.
As a man whose last name is very similar to puzzle,
right? Jigsaw. No, we don't go together.
I know this is a very difficult topic for you guys, and I appreciate you talking to me about it. If at any time this becomes a little too uncomfortable, please let me know.
No, it's okay.
No, see, it's difficult, but it's something we have to get through because, as you can imagine, attendance started to die off.
I would imagine so, yeah.
Immediately and drastically.
Yeah.
Yes. And here's even worse is people who still would attend escape rooms started to panic quite quickly, afraid that they had actually fallen prey to Jigsaw.
I don't know why. All right. We would. Here's the thing. One of our escape rooms, it was very fun. You would pay as a customer, you would pay for admission to the escape room, but you wouldn't start immediately. You would start when we're ready for you to start. And how do we start the game? Very strong chamomile tea. All right.
Oh, delicious.
Yes. Very delicious. Yeah. Very delicious. Makes you very sleepy.
Sure does.
Everybody just, they hang out. They drink the tea. They get a bit relaxed. They take
Once again, it's not a knockout drug. They're not unconscious.
Not a knockout drug.
Very
it's just
sleepy.
Very, very strong chamomile tea.
I think anybody who says that you're drugging your patrons is full of baloney.
Yes. All right.
Exactly.
Full of baloney.
Did my mother drug me when she sang me to sleep?
I wouldn't say that at all.
Is a beautiful voice a drug? No.
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 Is happiness a drug?
Neither is a delicious tea.
Okay. So they drink the tea. They take a little nap.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, while they're taking a nap on couches that are on rollers, we roll them into the escape room chamber.
Yeah.
And just let them wake up.
So they don't know how long time is. I think that's part of the fun.
Right. Look, TripAdvisor, 2016 and 17. We were there for 2 years.
That's impressive.
All right? But TripAdvisor doesn't lie. We were onto something special.
And see, but that's the worst thing is that we're under TripAdvisor, number one, 2016, 2017, but it has to be our old name.
Yeah.
Because at the time, we gained fame as the Locked Safe Escape Rooms.
Mm-hmm. Great name.
And then Jigsaw locked a child in a safe.
Yeah.
And the kid, didn't pass the riddle.
Well, I mean, it's a kid, you know, that's not on you guys.
No, thank you. So we had to change from the Locked Safe Escape Rooms.
So what did you change the name to? Because that's a pretty great name.
It is now called the Perfectly Safe Escape Rooms.
Oh, that feels like you're burying the lead.
That's our whole issue. Is we've really had to try to find a way to both create excitement, but also consistently reassure people in our escape rooms they're not in real danger.
Yes, we have to create excitement without making them excited.
Exactly. They have to be in a perfectly calm state of suspense.
Yes.
I gotta tell you, if I showed up to like Disney and somebody knocked me out with a sock full of quarters and I woke up in a room and like a mouse was looking down on me, I would think like, wow, this is really worth $250.
But it's like you go to, but now it's like you're going to Disneyland and you meet Mickey and every 5 minutes, Mickey has to take his head off and be like, I'm a person, not a mouse.
Yeah, that's not fun.
That's where we find ourselves.
It's a rock and a hard place.
Right.
We are right smack dab in the middle, and it's hard to do the craft now.
I was just going to ask, have you seen what's the business been like? Have you guys seen a downturn in all this? Or?
Well, we found some creative solutions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that has helped. Now, because I was preparing myself and studying the people in the escape room, getting ready to do the exchange, Pat would be the initial voice that they heard.
Mm-hmm.
Pat, can you break us off what the voice used to be? What was the first thing they used to hear from the speakers?
Yeah. Oh, God, it's been so long. Can you find the escape?
Wow.
Is what we were going for.
That's really good.
Sounds, but this is our new one.
Everything's fine.
Oh.
You're fine. Hello. Wake up. You're fine. We're gonna play a little game. And it's just not the same.
It's not the same, but he says you're fine three times to indicate that the first clue is actually in the parking fine left on the window.
So people, parking citations, people get a lot of parking citations.
Well, I mean, they've been sleeping under the chamomile too for anywhere exactly. between See, an hour we, to four.
Yeah,
those... we can't threaten them anymore with pretend danger, so we have to threaten them with minor annoyances mm-hmm. like parking fines.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a big those New York City parking people do not mess around.
Yeah,
it's like if you don't solve this clue within 15 minutes, your socks are going to get pretty wet.
Oh man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We've tried. We've been trying more audio clues and things like that. Ways to get them in a level of suspense, but also relieving any amount of danger. So we've just been doing we call them and we put them on hold with customer service at AT&T for a long stretch of time.
Oh,
and
boy.
So, you know, it starts off, you know, annoying and then aggravating and then, you know, then becomes a little bit scary because you don't really know how long you've been on there. But then we play some good music on the hold music.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
One mistake we made, we thought it'd be more reassuring if clues came to them from familiar voices that they loved.
Mm-hmm.
We'd get their grandmother to give the next clue, but that did quickly lead them to think that we had kidnapped their family members to play a part of our sinister game.
Well, I think that begs the question, how did you get, you know, people like their people's grandmothers?
It was just me. I just studied their relatives for a bit, and with my mimicry, it was no problem.
So you somehow find out who these people's relatives are, and
it's not hard.
Them. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not hard. Yeah.
Is that sort of what they have to give you information-wise when they sign up to do the locked safe?
Or, bingo.
I'm sorry, the new escape room.
Yeah.
Perfectly safe escape room.
Perfectly safe, So they have to give you, like, explicit, like, in-depth family details about, you know, like...
Once again, Jigsaw's made that really tough.
Yeah.
What I guess I don't even know if you guys would be privy to this, but what is your relationship like with John Kramer? Have you guys reached out to him or, you know, legal action?
He's dead. Wink. So
I think the wink.
As fellow puzzlers, I'm not really buying that. So it is hard to reach a man who is dead. I will say
that would be an inconvenience.
And the New York grand jury said that you can't indict a puppet. We've tried.
That's got to change.
I know. It really should.
See, that's the worst thing because we also used a puppet to first introduce our little games.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was you guys.
Yeah.
Well, a different puppet.
Completely different puppet. And this here's the thing. As Mark is very well versed in mimicry within the body, but he's also great at creating through the voice. And he's actually the voice of our puppet.
Yes, I was. And same thing. When it first started, it was like, "Welcome. Mm-hmm. Would you like to play a little game?"
That's spooky.
Yeah.
Very spooky. Mm-hmm. Very spooky. But so now instead, it's like, "Welcome, y'all. Would you like to play a fun old game?"
You took it down south.
Well, there's nothing in the news report that said that the jigsaw puzzles had a southern flair to them.
I believe that is correct.
Here's the thing. We had to shop that voice around. Mark went through several different accents. Mark, go ahead and show them the other accents that you were working on. You were hard on them.
Thank you for giving me this chance. It was like, "Well, yes, I would like to see this. In fact, I bet you could race around the world in 80 days." As you can tell, the influence of that one. And then, of course, there's my favorite of... "Hello." No, that's the first puppet. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Hard to
that's
break
okay.
out of it.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
We had great times.
My favorite one, though, would be to start up the game and be like, "Blay, it is me, Count Dracula, a clearly fictional monster, not a real serial killer that you may have read about in the newspaper."
You would just say, "This is Dracula."
Yeah, a fictional monster.
Yeah. I love it. I think these are great.
Yeah.
Well, the audience has hated it.
No.
All right. And here's the thing. When we rebranded, we had to put a fail safe in. We had to put a kill switch in, where we tell them right out of the gate. Mm-hmm. If they say, please, can we leave? We let them go.
Oh, those cowards.
Yeah. And so
it means people have been breaking the time record very quickly.
Oh, so you count the results. If they say, I want to leave, you count those as like, you solved it.
They're grandfathered rules. We have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. If they get it, God, I don't understand why we still adhere to this rule. But, you know, if they get out of the escape room in under 10 minutes, we pay them.
Yeah.
This is like a pizza thing.
That was the rule.
Yeah.
It's like, if your pizza's not there in 30 minutes, it's free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
also if they read 5 books, we do buy them pizza.
We only do that during the summer.
We're trying to get more kids in. Kids are really scared of us. We thought that'd be a fun book.
Do they have to sit in the room and read 5 books, or can they
out
do
loud.
It over the summer?
No. They have to read out loud. They have. Well, they have to do a. Yeah. They have to bring
How
in.
How else would you know?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I had to do something like that in school, and I had to prove it. But I didn't win, because it was like an Iditarod race, and we drew ourselves mm-hmm. on the dog sled, and if you read the books, I didn't win.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I should have lied and just done it, but I like that. I think it's good if kids read.
Yeah. We're very pro-literacy.
Yeah. Books can take you anywhere.
God, like our escape rooms back in the day.
Well, we have found one intro that has been working better for us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would love to, if you don't mind sharing.
Oh, there's no voice involved. As a matter of fact, we can keep the spooky voice. We just do a nice deep, we say like, welcome to the escape room. And we want to say, happy birthday, Sheila. Now, the key to this is, there's never a birthday party for Sheila.
Never.
So they think mm-mm. we're doing the wrong announcement. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, this isn't a brilliant serial killer. They've messed up the announcement.
Mm-hmm. Because.
And that.
Here's the thing. You got to see their faces when you say Sheila and they know that there's not a Sheila. So you have like 8 to 10 people just kind of looking around very confused. Like,
Sheila?
Is someone's middle name Sheila? Yeah. And like, these are all friends that I've known for a long time. And they think that we're stupid. But no.
They're stupid.
They're stupid.
Yeah.
Right. So it's that idea of like, oh, Jigsaw would probably get the name right. I think we're okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. That's covering your bases, but still having a little bit of fun.
Mm-hmm. And by the time we get through that, if they haven't said, please, can I leave yet? We've usually eaten up about like 3 to 4 minutes, so we're pretty close to not having to pay them again.
Yeah. And then after an hour, they have to pay you again, right?
Yeah.
They pay you again after an hour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, this business model is pretty great. You guys are pretty successful. I mean, two years on TripAdvisor.
But that was before.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think what's the plan to sort of rebound from all this? Is there a plan to rebound from it? Because everything sounds great. I mean, are we going to ride this out, or what does that look like?
Pat's got a brilliant idea for a brand new room mm-hmm. that kind of marries all these concepts. Well, give him the theme for the new room.
Oh yeah. It's barnacles. Mm-hmm. All right. So, uh-huh. so it all takes place on the underside of a ship.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of, I've thought a long and hard about this. You're actually just, the puzzles are things that you would find on a ship just in puzzle form. So you wake up covered head to toe in algae. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And, you gotta get it off. And you got to get off, and then you got to scrape yourself off. And then from there, then it becomes more just like aqua themed, you know, puzzles. Like you got to find the right shell that has the correct ocean inside that we are asking you to get, things like that.
Yeah. And then right at the beginning, the puppet wheels out and goes, "Arg, matey. Mm-hmm. Looks like we've sunk to the briny deep. Mm-hmm. Terrible thing to happen at Sheila's birthday party." But let's keep going.
This sounds fun. Is there any chance that you guys are just tricking people into cleaning the bottom of boats?
Well, we do own a marina, but I mean,
you guys own a marina?
Yes, we. Of course, we own a marina.
We're
two successful business owners in New York City. Of course, we own a marina.
It's that if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
So sometimes they. Some of the puzzles involve scraping off the bottom of a yacht, and then we offer that yacht back up to the yacht owner.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
I think it's
I do. I think it's great. I think it's really fun. Great. I want to come try one of these.
I think it really stretches the definition of escape room in that it's clearly outdoors, but I do think I think it's going to get us right back up at the top of TripAdvisor.
Pat, I get a lot of alumni letters from my college. I went to Eastern Michigan University.
Oh, nice.
Do you hear from your college at all? Because now you and Mark being successful business owners, do you hear back like, hey, come give a speech to the kids? Or
Here's the thing. We always get the mailers. Yeah. We always get the mailers of just like, you know, what's going on at OSU, you know? We got a...
Ohio State University?
The Ohio State University. Yeah. But, you know, it's one of those things. And honestly, at this point, I'm thinking we should just go and give a talk. And just...
Yeah,
we should just do it ourselves.
Yeah.
Mark, I don't know if you're down, we could maybe... pick up.
See, because I didn't go there, I didn't really get the mailers. I do still occasionally get some of the dean's paychecks, but I guess it's really your call. I mean, you could give the presentation and then I could appear from the audience and give them a taste of what it was like.
Oh, well, I'd say that I start off the presentation and you step up as the dean and then you come up and congratulate me and then maybe endorse. Oh, here's the thing. You tell all the students to come to our escape rooms.
Oh, that's great.
Got it. That's it.
The best part is I still remember the dean's accent perfectly.
Yes!
Can we hear it?
It's a thick accent.
Thank you, students, for coming out to this wonderful speech by our alumni. Blah!
Gordon Gee, man.
He said blah at the end of it?
Oh, yeah.
He had a bit of a speech impediment.
Oh, that's tough.
He loved to count things, too. That
Well, I mean, who doesn't? Counting and reading. I think if we're going to take anything away from this, read and learn to count.
If you haven't already, stop what you're doing and go learn to read and count.
Yeah.
And there might be a pizza in it for you.
Yeah. Well, if you like pizza, I think you might want to crack the book. Well, Pat and Mark, I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed talking with you. Thank you for coming by and talk. I'm sorry that you had to go through this with Jigsaw, but I'm hoping things bounce back for you guys.
It's great. Thank you for the question. I think we have one question for you.
Oh, please, yeah.
How are you enjoying your tea?
It's pretty good.
Nice.
It's by far the best tea. It's good. Sorry, that was rude.
If you want to actually lay down, there's a very comfy looking couch with some rollers on it.
You know what? Now that you mentioned that, Pat, I think I would. I'm going to use this coat as a blanket.
Yeah. Just go ahead and take a little nap.
Well, great. We're just going to end it here.
It's a hot old room.
Yeah, you. Oh, boy.
No, don't worry. We can handle that. Don't worry.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
You guys will finish up here?
All right, so that's me, Adam Peacock, and saying thanks for listening to another episode of My Neighbors Are Dead. Great to have these two here, and if I've not heard from again, don't worry about it. I just haven't got those boats quite clean enough. Have a spooky Halloween, everyone.
Thanks for listening to My Neighbors Are Dead. I'm your host, Adam Peacock. The show was produced by myself and Nate Dufort, with editing done by Nate Dufort. Original music was composed by Jesse Case with additional music by Dane Halverson. Our artwork was done by Mark Nishan. Mark Malone and Pat Puzel were played by Tyler Davis and CJ Tour. You can catch CJ as part of the creative team of the Jackbox Party Pack video game, now the number 6 coming out October 17th, which has the Murder Trivia Party 2, perfect for the holiday season. And you can also catch him on Lakeshore in Limbo podcast. And you can catch Tyler as a part of the Tabletop Podcast campaign, and if you're in Chicago, swing by IO on Friday nights to catch him in Devil's Daughter. If you'd like to support My Neighbors Are Dead while getting unique swag and a look behind the scenes of how we make the show, go to patreon.com/mynabersaredead. No amount is too small, and every bit helps. If you have yet to rate and review the show on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, please take a second to do so now. It helps us grow, and it helps new neighbors find the show. And you can find us on Facebook and at Instagram at My Neighbors Are Dead and on Twitter at My Dead Neighbors. Stop by, give us a follow, and share your favorite episodes. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hiya, I'm Hallie Labonte from Mega the Podcast. I'm a weekend producer at Twin Hills, a fictional megachurch in Broad Ripple, Indiana.
And I'm Gray Haas. I'm the youth pastor of our church's teen ministry called Climax.
On every episode of Mega the Podcast, we improvise with a new guest comedian playing a different character from our community.
Tune in and hear episodes with guests like Cecily Strong.
How would you me off for whatever? Sorry, am I allowed to say that? I don't know.
You know what? It's covered in the blood. Rory Scovel.
I said, hey, we could build houses or we could build our faith in Christ out on a golf course.
Eliza Coop.
The way I plow the snow is I'm not doing it by any other guidance except from God.
And Scott Adsit.
Physics is the proof of God.
Wow.
Because it's perfect.
Oh. Well,
do you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
We couldn't think of physics.
Right.
Only he could think of physics.
Isn't that right?
We're on Campfire Media.
Listen to Mega wherever you find podcasts.